if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat. And we could all together go out on the ocean, set me up on my pony, on my boat. Now if I were Roy Rogers, I'd sure enough be single. I couldn't bring myself to marry an old dame. Would it just be me and Trevor? We'd go riding through them movies, and we'd buy a boat, and on the sea we'd sail. And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat. And we could all together go out on the ocean, setting me up on my pony, on my
boat. All right, folks, we're back. Second hour of the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. Now, before I get back to this, I wanted to mention I got everybody's name and address that called in for their free sample. Now they will go out. I placed an order to my sponsor here, or my prospective sponsor. I placed an order to her during the break, and it's going to take about 7 to 10 days for the samples to get to you guys. But there's a contingency on this. What I'd like for you to do when you get the samples, I want you to try it, okay? And I want you to, once you've tried it, call into the show and give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down on the product. Now, that's just one product. It's going to cost me a few bucks to send these out to people. But I want your honest opinion, folks, of whether it's good, bad, or ugly. Okay, I want your honest opinion of this, because in their website, CloursCreations.com, there's a number of different products that they offer. And this is just one of them. I can't afford to send off a sample of everything. Okay, so, but I do want your opinion on the one product that you do get. Okay, so with that, you'll get your product within 7 to 10 days. And please call into the network and let me know what you think. All right, so getting back to this. Again, phone lines are open, 800-313-9443 for the rest of the show. Since March 30th, which was the beginning of these protests, and remember, it's a viable protest, folks. They want their land back, for crying out loud. It'd be like somebody coming in here and kicking you off your land and bulldozing your house and putting up some, you know, apartment on it so a bunch of foreigners can live here. How would you feel? They're right in their protest. But since March 30th, Israeli forces have killed 33, and I think that number's up to 36 now, Palestinians in Gaza, including 26 demonstrators. They have injured 1,297 with live ammo and 1,554 with tear gas, chemical weapon, vogue, and rubber bullets, according to the Gaza Health Ministry. Guess how many Israelis have been killed? Zero. Now, call me naive, but praying that the count doesn't increase tomorrow, which I think it's already has. I think now it's up to 36, as I said. Israel's killing and injuring unarmed demonstrators has spurred boycott initiatives, while its attempts to spin the narrative have been largely unsuccessful. Well, that's good news. And on Thursday, the International Federation of Journalists accused Israel of fabricating lies to justify murder in the case of Yasser Murtaza, the cameraman who was fatally wounded while covering the Great March. And Israel Defense Minister, your loving Avigdor Lieberman, has doubled down on his comments, justifying the killing of the journalist who was wearing a bulletproof vest and a helmet, both marked with the words press, when he was hit. Let's see. Lieberman claimed that he was cooperating or operating a drone, which he found on his Facebook page. Don't these people just take the cake? I mean, they will stop at nothing, folks. Oh, but I got some real good news for you. Again, thanks to Fred up there in Michigan. All right. I got some stuff that's really going to make you feel warm and fuzzy, folks, after this. Just hold on to your hats here. Okay. Let's see. On Tuesday, Lieberman spun the lie. I'm putting that in there. Lieberman told reporters, which means spun the lie, that Murtaza was on Hamas payroll since 2011 and a high-ranking officer in his military wing who used drones to collect intelligence on Israeli forces. What a crock of, you know what. But Lieberman, of course, provided no evidence to support his claims. Israeli Defense Ministry, plus the Prime Minister's office, are trying to get reporters to republish their claims presented without evidence that Yasser Mataja was a Hamas member, but they still won't answer the most basic question. Did the IDF kill him deliberately? Okay. Let's see. Getting on here. Okay, so that's going to go back into... I'm not going to re-report on that because it goes into the other article. So let's shift gears here, folks. All right. Let me give you something that's really going to make you feel comfortable. Make sure that I... I want to make sure I didn't miss anything here. Okay. All right. Israel... the greatest spy machine of all times. Now, do you remember when I reported on the AIPAC conference when I actually was, nauseatingly sat through and listened to Biedelbocken's speech so I could report excerpts of it too? I watched the whole speech and probably counted about 90 lies that he told. But do you remember the part he was talking about Israel being number one in the technology and supplying technology to the world about this, that, and the other thing? And also, I was reading reports over the weekend about the Promise software. You ever heard of that? Okay, Danny Casolano, or Casolaro, who was killed after writing the book Octopus, talking about the Promise software. Anyway, get this, folks. To understand globalist Zionist power and how it rules from Israel, you must understand these words. And again, a shout-out there to Fred in Michigan. The Talpiot program and the Technion. And it has a little quote down here, folks. Says, information is power. And you see, the way it works is they get dirt on everybody. They've proven that throughout our entire Congress and Senate and presidency and vice presidency and everything. They get dirt on people. Now, the only person that ever went through this life that I can think of that didn't at one time do something dirty was Jesus Christ. And even he took a whip into the temple, okay? According to, you know, written history. But this post is long and detailed, but it's worth taking the time to read and watch the videos. I'm not going to watch the videos. It goes on to say, whoever's writing this, I don't know who, doesn't say who's writing it, but it says, I am in exile in Malaysia as I update this page. Okay. Let's see. Australian national security issue, the Israeli spying was compromised at the high technology sector. Now, first of all, number one, I'm going to lay out for you how Israel planned over 40 years ago to dominate the high-tech communication sector. And by the way, they succeeded in doing that. And in Benjamin Netanyahu's speech, he was bragging about it at the AIPAC conference. Number two, how Israel trained officers from the Israeli military intelligence to become private entrepreneurs, and now they dominate both the public and the private high technology sector. Number three, how this plan was titled Operation Talpiot, the Talpiot program. Number four, how Israel dominates databases of all kinds, from banking to medical to policy to the NSA subcontractors to government encrypted communications and to video surveillance systems for Class A critical infrastructure. And no, folks, I'm not talking about just over in Israel. I'm talking about that data center here because there's a back door in NSA and they ship it all over there. How comfortable does that make you feel? Let me take a drink of my A&W root beer. Okay, number five, how Israel and Jewish power have a tradition of the, as we've heard before, the Sionim, or helper, who assists Israeli intelligence wherever these Jews live and work, anywhere in the world, giving access to all sorts of public and private sensitive locations. And number six, how Israel is setting up high technology cooperation schools under the Technion, their premier research facility. And this cooperation is used to infiltrate into the country of interest. And what country do you think that might be, folks? Who do you think's on the top of the list? You got it, us. Because they trust us. We're their buddies. Number seven, how Israel has formed an alliance with Russia in particular, Iran and China to supply high technology in return for trade and political support as European, UK, American, and Australian people expose Jewish power and the racial supremacist state of Israel. Number 8. How Russian Jews in Israel are the most cruel to the Palestinians, how many of the Russians immigrating to Israel are not even Jewish, do not qualify as Jewish under halakha, Jewish religious law, but are allowed in because they have electrical engineering degrees and high educational qualification. I see. Let's see. Then we've got a whole, Mass Street Court, Western Australia. Okay, this is the guy that published all this stuff. And there's a whole set of videos here, which I'm not going to go into. I wouldn't have time to go into. But this guy, the guy that wrote all this stuff up, and what I'm going to do probably is send this over to John. Let me read this through. Forbid me of mercy. Okay. I'm going to send this over to John and ask him to post it on the website. This guy was evidently an Australian entrepreneur that he's in hiding in Malaysia after posting and publishing all this stuff because, let's see, let me read this, not to access or publish any materials on their social media websites he was arrested for this in Australia. He was put in jail and he had to put up $5,000 bail and $5,000 surety, a protective bail condition, being a condition imposed for the purpose mentioned in Clause 2Y, whatever, and the condition not to contact or attempt to contact Stephen Lieblich, Jason and Veronica Hodgkinson, Liam Cashman, or Tess Randall by whatever means, protective bail conditions being a condition imposed for the purpose as mentioned in Clause 2, blah, blah, blah. Not to be within 100 meters of Stephen Liebig, Jason Veronica Hodgman, or Liam Cashman, which is a restraining order as well. And let's see, condition imposed for the purpose mentioned in these clauses, not to attempt to contact or contact the state minister Joe Francis or the federal minister Julie Bishop or their offices by whatever means. So what it looks like is that this guy evidently put all this information together, sent it to all these high-level people, and they arrested him. Because he told the truth, right? A whistleblower, if you will. So in this condition of bail, it says not to access or publish any materials on any social media websites or mobile apps or make any statements on any public media or encourage any third person to do so on his behalf, not to enter in any internet cafes or like establishments, not to enter any retail premises to purchase any electronic commissions device. Okay, now this is the first time that I've read this through. And what it's – let me scroll down here to see if there's anything else I can glean and share with you before I dispose of this. The World Telecom, February 9th, Zohar Zisov. So there's about 8 videos in here that I guess one by one, folks, outline all of those 8 different topics that I mentioned, that I read off to you, you know, how Israel planned over 40 years ago to dominate the high tech, which Benjamin Netanyahu verified in his AIPAC conference, and how they are receiving all of this information that we know is collected on us, whether it be through our TV, whether it be through our computer, whether it be through our telephone, whether it be through our new smart appliances that they're forcing us to buy. That's what you'll see in the stores now, that cooperate with your smart meters. All of this information collected on us is going to Israel via the NSA. How's that make you feel? Anyway, let me get down here to the bottom because something else I want to share with you. Yeah, it's going to Israel. Those same people that are shooting little kids in the knees, all right, letting their legs be amputated because they're peacefully protesting getting their land back that Israel stole. These people are the most demonic people on the planet, folks. Let's see. And by the way, John and I were just talking about this morning. We had about an hour conversation. We were talking about the NSA and the FBI listens to all of our shows. And there are people that think that they don't, but they do. They think, well, if I call in and my name's not the same, I change my name, well, they're not going to know. Oh, yes, they do know. We can go back into the back of our websites. And we can see exactly which agency is listening to us and at what time. With that, let's take a break here, and let's go to Peter in Los Angeles. Peter, on with Michael. Go ahead. How are you doing today?
Michael, I thank God that there is a network like Republic that will broadcast this and will broadcast and has the guts to do it. Because it takes guts to do it.
It either takes guts or stupidity, one or the other, Pete. Go ahead.
Well, if we're ever going to get any sort of peace and tranquility in the world, it will be against the grain of what you're talking about, because they're the worst people in the world for world peace, and it's just horrible. But let me point out a couple things. You were talking about the interest paid on the loans to Israel. Not only are we giving them their money, but and of course all this money flows to Israel. The United States is actually taking loans, which goes to the Jewish bankers. You know, the interest goes to the Jewish bankers. The money goes to Israel. They then launder that money and give it back to their Sionim in the United States, who then give that in contributions to sympathetic, bought, paid-for congressmen, who then give more money to Israel, more loans. Go more to more Jewish bankers. The money then going to Israel again, and then they come back, and it's a machine. And moral army in the world. Oh my God! Have you seen? Yeah, I'm sure you've seen the pictures of the white phosphorus on Gaza, which is the
populated
area in the world.
Yeah, no, and they're alleging that Bashar al-Assad gassed his own people, yet they're launching white phosphorus on the Gazans, throwing tear gas at them. I mean, the hypocrisy of these people is just – there's no end to this. This is unreal, Pete. Go ahead.
They talk about how they're the victims of terror. This is a country founded on terrorists, on bombing hotels. They virtually invented the car bomb that was invented with – It took place and was originated through ethnic cleansing, rapes, massacres, the Dariusine massacre, creating millions of refugees, and then, and like you say, herding them into open-air concentration camps worse than the Warsaw Ghetto, because no F-16s and Apaches and no white phosphorus and all that stuff went into the Warsaw Ghetto, but it does go into Gaza. Every couple of years, they'll go in and slaughter 2,500 or so. It's really terrible. How many of their former prime ministers were themselves terrorists? Now, Yasser Arafat, I'm not aware. I'm sure he commanded terrorist operations, but I'm not aware of Yasser Arafat ever having pulled the trigger or actually lit the fuse, which is what Menachem Begin did, which mm-hmm. what Yitzhak Shamir did.
Well, they're the offspring of the Stern Gang and the Irgun. Okay, their fathers were terrorist members of those two gangs. So these people
were members of the gangs. They were not their fathers. They were members.
Okay. Well, at any rate, the point being is that these people are the real terrorists, and we're following in their lead, and we are the tail, or we are the dog who's they are the tail wagging the dog. I mean, this is just absolutely abominable, and our leadership, which is might as well be the United States of Israel, turns a blind eye out to this and goose steps along with everything they do. It's just absolutely it's embarrassing to be an American. It really is.
Michael, I was a former Army officer, went to command at General Staff College and all that kind of thing. There was a command at General Staff College after action report on the 2005 or 6, whenever it was, when the last time that Hezbollah's kicked their butt three times. And let me just say that this cowardly rabble, which is the Israeli army, which I've actually had a chance to see work, and they are really, they're pathetic. But at any rate, when they went into Lebanon, of course, to try to take the Litani River from Lebanon, and Hezbollah was dug in like the Japanese were dug in on Okinawa or Iwo Jima, and they were ready to die in place. The Hezbollah had no heavy weapons, really. They had no artillery. They had no armor. their communications were primitive. Radio communications were jammed by the Israelis. Anyways, no air power, no nothing. And there were about 3,500 Hezbollah fighters dug in and ready to die to protect their country.
Okay, hold that thought. We got to go to a break. I'll hold you over. Fred in Michigan, hang on. I want to talk to you. Okay, you're up next. So we'll be back in three with Pete. Finish your thought on Hezbollah. Stick around. More to come, folks.
The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. All right, phone lines are starting to load here. Myrn, Wisconsin, you'll be up third. Fred, Michigan, you're up next. Pete in Los Angeles, finish out with the Hezbollah story. Go ahead.
Well, again, 3,500 Hezbollah fighters in 2006 or whatever stood up 30,000 Israelis with hundreds of tanks. The Israelis fired thousands and thousands of rounds of artillery. They went through our entire bomb dump, their entire bomb dump, and dropped 500,000 cluster bomblets all over Lebanon. And they could not advance more than 5,000 meters, that is, from their own borders. And the reason why is this most moral army in the world knows that they don't have a moral leg to stand on. They know they're more that they're in the wrong. They don't want to die for this, and they're morally depraved. And their big weakness is because of that they refuse to close with the enemy. They won't close if they can't take you out with artillery or precision bombs or or something like that, or shoot you in the back with their Sinem or Mossad, they will not close. They don't have the courage to close with you, and that's their weakness. And if they go and hook and jab with the Russians or even the Syrians, they're going to get their butts handed to them.
Which is exactly why they wear diapers. Thank you so much for the call, Peter. Let's move on to Fred. Fred in Michigan, and then Murray, you're next. Fred in Michigan, how you doing?
Great, Michael. That's Brendan O'Connell.
Brendan O'Connell. Yeah, I got that written down. I think it's O'Connell. That's what you gave me yesterday,
Brendan,
right?
O'Connell. Yeah. He has a prominent presence on YouTube. And the original one I discovered is Israel's secret weapon. The Talpiot program, the Talpiot
right.
program.
Okay, right.
And then there are several others. The other one that I saw was Russia and Israel control the Middle East, something to that effect.
Mm-hmm.
And he cites Veterans Today prominently because VT has done some very serious due diligence, scholarly sleuthing. And one of their prominent articles at VT is how Russia, how Putin and your buddy Bibi made Trump their lapdog. I won't say the actual word they used. Now, what happened was, I think it was 05, 06, somewhere in there, maybe 07, prominent Talmudic Jews from Israel, and I've never been affiliated with any white supremacist group or nationalist, because James last night made a declaration relative to my use of Israel that that's what the white supremacists, et cetera, white nationalists.
James who?
Kelso.
Oh.
I called his broadcast last night, and he was attacking my presentation. Although I didn't give out Brendan.
Okay, Fred, do me a favor. Let's stay on point. Okay, enough about Kelso. Yeah. Let's stay on point here.
What I want to say here is Brendan O'Connell, being the totally committed proactive patriot, he certainly puts me to shame. But he is nonetheless an inspiration and an immense motivation for me to, overcome my debilitating pain and get out and do what he's doing. So what he did is he organized protests against these prominent Israeli Jews that were coming to Australia to set up shop, to take over the economy at all. And so they set them up, of course,
Fred, let me interrupt. Is that what I read about that being arrested? Is that Brendan O'Connell that got arrested?
Yes, that's Brendan O'Connell.
Oh, that's...
They just about killed him. They about beat him to death in prison, okay?
Uh-huh.
So that, this guy, really, to be in all honesty, man, you're great, Hinckley's great, John's great, but you ought to be the greatest if you could get Brendan O'Connell to be interviewed.
I can get his contact information, I'll get in touch with him. If he's international, I know he's in Malaysia somewhere, and I don't have international calling, but I'll see if I can get it.
I tell you what, Henry Maykow, who prominently featured Yoshi Shimatsu, the Japanese-American sleuth, super sleuth that elucidated the facts about Sham Rim, you want to talk about a totally satanic IDF.
But let me stop. I don't have a lot of time to go into this, but let me say this, Fred. Let me look into this deeper, because I know there's a bunch of stuff. Let me O'Connell. I have to let you go because I'm going to have to go to a break, and I want to pick up Murr in Wisconsin. Yeah. But I may have enough to do a show on this Thursday. So let me work on it, okay? All right. I hear the music. Go stick around, Murr. I'll pick you up right after the break. We'll be back in 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. I didn't know it was Brendan O'Connell was the guy that got arrested. Okay, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. Marin, Wisconsin, thank you so much for waiting. I apologize for keeping you on hold so long. How you doing?
Oh, I'm fine. That's no problem. Good talking to you. How you doing?
Well, it's interesting. During the break, I just went in. I was looking. See, I did a search engine on this Brendan O'Connell, and come to find out, a Veterans Today report pops up by Kevin Barrett, who I had on my show just a couple weeks ago. So I'm going to get in contact with Kevin and see if he's got Brendan's contact information. I may be able to kill a couple of birds with one stone here. That's great. So how are you, Mer?
Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah, he's done quite a bit with him. Yeah, Brendan, I believe, did time for insulting a Jew. And he fled before they could lock him up real good because he knew they would. So he's been to Malaysia. He's been to Iran. He's been to New Zealand. Back in Malaysia, and it's just kind of treading water. But Brendan O'Connell, O'Connell, is his YouTube, but mm-hmm. That'll probably get hit. He just put up the video about 2 hours ago, which is pretty good with Pichenik and
oh, really?
Some good stuff. Yeah.
Oh, no,
you can also find him at,
What's that?
You can find him at BitChute. You can find him at BitChute. That's BitChute. And I'm putting all these things in your The American Awakening. Chatango.com, and I can email them to you if you'd like. But
okay.
Yeah, he has a website. It's called isolatebutpreserve.blogspot.com, but I believe he's shadow banned on there because the last post that you can see is from September 20, 2017 about Kapner. But This Talpiot program, Talpiot 8200, and then they did a little Snowden movie about it. Talks about blowing up all the cities from underneath. That actually comes from protocols, the Learned Elders of Zion, Protocol 9, Part 13, where it talks about doing that. Now, of course, in the Snowden movie, what was missing, Brendan points out, is that none of Israel's cities are planned to be blown up from underneath, just all the others. All the goy, Gentile.
Wow, what a surprise, huh?
Yeah,
go ahead.
I had a couple, the American Awakening... Dr. Tango is zipping along here. There's chatting going on, but I found a couple really good things from the Miami Voice Twitter account with an Israeli woman, a military person, and also a picture of Israeli soldiers crawling around with wet pants.
Oh, they forgot to put their diapers on first. Oh, what a surprise.
Maybe it was before they had the good quality ones. I don't know.
No, I think it's Pampers that they get. No, Pete from California sent me the article. I'm not making this up. It's true.
I knew this from before. That's why I'm saying that. And I found the picture of it. But I knew that from before. You know, they crawl around scared to death, but yet they're doing the killing. I mean,
well,
this is...
Yeah, they're only doing the killing. They only do the killing if they're behind a cement wall, and the person that they are killing or wounding is a kid that can't fight back, that is unarmed. That's all they can do. You put them up against the. Go ahead.
Yeah, they invented the gun that shoots around the corner. Remember that?
Seriously?
Really?
That's funny. My God! Well, this surprised me.
Shooting around the corner.
No, actually, as we're talking, I'm looking in the chat room right now. Who's Anonymous 7390? Is that Lark? Probably.
No, I don't think that is. But they chat quite a bit when they do come in here, whoever that is.
Oh, okay. All right. All right.
I can bring down the other links and send them to you. But, yeah, Brendan O'Connell's a good guy, and you probably can find his information there. Or if you even put comments under, I don't know if you do that. I don't do it, but... You know, you get a sign in there for YouTube, and you can post comments.
Oh, you're talking about his YouTube videos you're talking about?
Yeah, you could probably post under one of them in a comment and tell him what you want to tell him.
Well, the only thing I want to tell him is I want him to invite him on the show. I can probably get his contact. I'll send an email off to Kevin Barrett and see if – I'm sure Kevin's got his information. And, you know, the problem that I have – is that I can't contact him via telephone because I don't have international calling, except with Skype. If he's got a Skype or an email address, if I can find that, then I can contact him.
He did a lot of interviews with Nick Sparrow, the fellow that passed away not too long ago, and he wasn't that old. Nick Sparrow, it's N-I-C-K-S-P-E-R-O, but there's several under Brendan's YouTube channel with him. They did a lot of interviews, so a lot of good stuff.
No, wait a minute. I'm reading something here. Oh, I tried to send a dollar to the PayPal link listed in this video link, trying to get him to reply back and get the contact so Herzog can have him on as a guest. It's a phone. Check out WhatsApp. It's a phone messaging app that ignores international rate stuff. Oh, okay. All right. Thanks, Dan. I appreciate that. If you can, whoever Anonymous is, if you can send a dollar and get the link, that would be good. But, yeah, I'll fire off an email to Kevin Barrett after the show's over. What else you got?
We have a frequent visitor to Jenna up in the Northwest in Washington, and I believe she's been in direct contact with Brendan.
What's her name? Jenna?
Jenna, J-E-N-N-A, and she contacts P.J. Barden a lot.
And P.J., first of all, I can't contact PJ, but when PJ calls me, first of all, I can't hardly understand him because he's got such a thick drawl, and he stays on the phone forever. So I'm trying to figure out – he's two sentences ahead of what I'm trying to translate, you know, so he's not an easy guy to talk to. Yeah. Anyway, okay, so I got that. Go ahead.
Do you want me to put any of these things in the email to you? I know it's easier for you to find them that way.
Yes, please do. When I go off air, you know, I have to run around and do a couple of things real quick. I look at my emails real quick, and then I have to put on my baseball hat and go to a ball game. So yesterday the game was canceled, so I actually made the mistake of calling into John's show, and I got stuck on there for 2 hours. So whatever. Anyway, anything else you want to add before I let you go, Mer?
I think that's it. Take care.
All right. Yeah, thank you so much. Phone lines will be open the rest of the program. And, yes, I will do some digging, Fred, and see if I can get Brendan's contact. I should be able to do it with Kevin Barrett now because I've got Kevin's contact information. But, yeah, it sounds like a good guy to have up in the air. He insulted a Jew, so they put him in jail. I mean, how sick is that, folks? I mean, how dare you insult a Jew? And then you have these Israeli IDF soldiers that Pete's talking about that won't come into close combat with you. You know, as long as they can fly over in a jet and drop napalm or something else on you, all right, that's good. Okay, but they don't want to get too close to you because they may soil their diapers. Oh, my God, this is just absolutely astounding. And these people are leading our alleged or, quote, leadership around by the nose. Can it get any worse or disgusting than that, folks? All right, let me go back to here. Let me see what's going on in my email box. Okay. Who's the thousands? Oh, okay. That's good. Let me look at this one. I just got an email from Gray Rider about taxes. All right. So let me look at this. Posted April 17th, New World Order hater. As the United States military and its allies continue to escalate conflicts in Syria and throughout the Middle East, an anti-war group is carrying out nationwide protests on Tax Day to oppose war funding. Two thumbs up for that. A National War Resistance Coordinating Committee, the NWTRCC, made a statement last week calling for an end to war and proposing a massive movement of tax resistance. The organization has coordinated Tax Day protests since 1983, and their message is more important now than it ever has been. And then it says continue reading. And I click the button, and it doesn't continue to read. Oh, there we go. Okay, but while I'm waiting for it to come up here, let's go to Francis in North Carolina. Francis, you're on with Michael. How are you today?
I should ask you, youngin'. Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you. You're calling me. I'm not calling you. Go ahead. Oh, that's right. I'm on the radio. Sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
Just so you know, I would have responded to your question about backing you up about the charge thing on John's show last night, but by the time I started to say something, I realized I was no longer connected. So that's how that went. But anyway,
I thought there was something weird about that. Yeah, I wasn't in control of the knobs and gauges, so, you know, go ahead.
Oh, well, c'est la vie, and I don't speak French. bad funny. I have a couple of thoughts regarding the whole Palestinian and Israeli scenario is concerned. I just hope that the U.S. government and the military enjoy being the whore of the Israeli government and military as far as them being the pimp is concerned.
Well, you know, Francis, it all makes sense that the Israelis, the Zionists, want the United States military to fight their wars for them because we've got some gonads. They don't have any, and they wear diapers, and we don't. So go ahead.
Very good point. Obviously, they don't have any gonads because obviously they're a bunch of spineless pimps, for that matter. Now, mm-hmm. As for the shooting of that child that was in the open field and all that, I noticed that the one comment that one military personnel had said about take that or something like that, you SOB, and I thought, you know, guess who is the real SOB, the one that's behind the so-called granite wall or whatever, shooting out there and hurting someone who is innocent, not carrying a firearm or anything of that sort, and without armor of any sort. Now, you tell me who the SOB is.
Well, we already know the answer to that, right?
Well, they're they're bloody hypocrites, and if they even think about something called karma, believe me, they're going to have a lot to reap for that matter, because it was I wanted to hurl when I saw that. I thought, you know, if whatever you name your god or deity, I don't want to know who they are. I don't want to know anything about them, period, because obviously they're not worth the crap that you're spewing out there against other human beings. I don't care what their ethnicity is. I mean, if you follow a deity that honors that kind of action against another human being, I want nothing to do with it. Period.
No, I couldn't agree with you more. Yeah, I know. And I tell you what, you know, today is tax day. And I'm in here reading this article, the Trench World Report that was sent to me by Gray Rider. And, you know, it's time to step up to the plate here, America, and just quit paying them. Quit paying them. Stop paying them, because we're paying for the interest on the money that's being borrowed to continue to bomb these people. I mean, get
that's
your
true.
Head out of here. What's that?
That's true. One thing, though. They are terrified by under threat of perjury, by the threat of imprisonment, to keep on filing for that garbage. They're
I'm
under that threat and that
I'm not
illusion of...
You know, and it's, the whole thing is just another big scam, and I've not really touched it. I should have done my show on taxes today, but I did one with Daryl a couple of weeks ago, I think. But anyway, the bottom line is it's nothing but a major scam. There is no law. It's private law. It's not public law, and that's why they call it a code instead of law, because you have to decipher it to figure out that there is no liability to file this ridiculous tax. Because it isn't a tax. It's a gift is what it is. You're gifting this money to these people every year. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm fed up with even the fellow of gifting. Why don't they give the gift back in return instead? I mean, they ripped the people off over thousandfold for that matter, if not more so.
Well, there's people in here. There's people in here that are saying, you know what? And here's a cartoon of a shopping cart with a bomb in it. And the caption is, "I'm not buying it." This is great.
You know, I just wish that the IRS building and the Federal Reserve building would just implode right where it is. And someone said, "Well, so and so said that they wished it would implode. They bombed it. Guess what?
What we ought to put a letter together and mass produce it, a letter to the IRS saying that all of the money that you know." Send in the return, but don't sign it, because it isn't valid unless it's signed. And then tell them that you're going to take all the money that's on line 27, I think it is, and you're going to give it to the BDS, which is the Boycott, Divest, and Sanction Israel, because that's where the money should be going, right?
I love it. Oh my.
Anything else you want to add here?
Just let me to where the nearest shot of meat or beer is at, and I'll be all right, maybe.
Okay, thanks for the call, Francis. Appreciate Peter. It. All right, bye. It says the United States military and its allies continue to escalate conflicts in Syria and throughout the Middle East. An anti-war group is carrying out nationwide protests on tax day to oppose the war funding. The National War Tax Resistance made a statement last week calling for an end to the war and proposing a massive movement of tax resistance. And it has coordinated tax day protests since 1983. So, let me go down here, scrolling down. Some activists, thumbs up to them, who are openly refusing to pay their taxes to the IRS are instead donating the money to humanitarian programs. I think that's a brilliant idea. And I think, you know, you should staple a copy of the BDS flyer to the tax return. Don't sign it and say, the message to the IRS, all of the money that is on line 27 is going to the BDS to stop or to boycott, divest, and sanction Israel for shooting little kids in the knee. Okay, so there, take that. Let's see. So People's Life Fund member Susan Quinlan said, "There are so many excellent groups that are working to protect families, communities, and the natural environment, and we are delighted to support these efforts. With the U.S. military spending surpassing $1 trillion, we invite others to imagine what good could come from redirecting these military funds on a grand scale." Oh, she's got a brilliant. Think of what $1 trillion would do for the BTS, okay? I mean, and by the way, folks, that group is growing immensely, not just here domestically, but around the world. And Israel knows it, and they're doing all this stuff behind the scenes to promote their image with their corporate-owned mainstream, lamestream media, okay? But it's all starting to die, because guess what? We, and I'm talking about alternative media, which I'll take Michael Rivero, his statement, say this, we are the new media. We are bigger than they are, and they know it. And they're doing everything they can do to censor us. I mean, let's face it, folks. And who was it that called in earlier today? I think it was Pete. You know, where else can you go to get real news? And I don't claim to be perfect. Neither is John, neither is Michael Rivera or anybody. But it doesn't really matter how it's put. In other words, your delivery. That's what I'm looking at. Okay, it doesn't really matter what the delivery is. It's the truth. And you can dress these clowns up, these puppets, put a suit on them, and put them in a nice multi-million-dollar studio. And if they're spewing out lies, it might as well be an outhouse. Okay, so I'm doing this from my little trailer. Okay, but it's the truth. It's the truth as best that I know it. So which is better, a multi-million-dollar studio with a guy in an Armani suit spewing out a bunch of garbage excrement, or this little guy sitting behind the table spewing out the truth, okay? And they don't pay me anything for it. But it is fun sometimes, and I do enjoy you guys calling me. we're going to take a break in just a second. But I want to remind everybody that called in, and thank you so much for this. This is a trial. I want you to try it out. Call in and let me know how that product works for you. And then I'm going to write a commercial for it, and you'll hear it running on RBN because I got John's permission. Thank you very much. Be right back. Final segment coming up.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear-thinking consensus or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
All right. right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening final segment. Thank you for all the phone calls today. Oops, forgot to turn the air conditioner off. Oh, it turned off automatically. How about that? It's a good thing John's not listening. He'd be yelling at me to turn it off. There. Okay, so anyway, just got an email from my sponsor here. The order has been placed. The samples should be ready to drop in the mail on Wednesday. What? Order's been placed. The samples should be ready to be dropped in the mail 4/18. I think she probably made a mistake about that. I think it takes a little longer than that. If you want to send me the names and addresses, I will get the envelopes and ship them. Okay. As soon as the show's over, I will copy down all the names and addresses, and we'll get the ball rolling. Okay, so in the meantime, during the break, I was looking at in my email box, which I'm doing right now, and Hang Glide Home, thank you very much. I believe I just got Brendan O'Donnell's email address. Thank you for Hang Glide Home. I guess he did a little bit of research for me, and I will shoot him an email right after the program, and I also got to copy down all these names of these people. And I want to thank everybody very much. But remember, when you get this sample, I want you to use it, and I want you to call into my show and tell me how it works, good, bad, or ugly. Okay. That said, what I think I'm going to do here, I'm going to email Brendan, but I'm also going to see if I can do a little bit more digging. Maybe look at a couple of his videos regarding this Talpiot program, and maybe if I have enough time, be able to bring up some more information to you guys on Thursday. Thursday, yeah, because Friday I'll have my co-pilot Daryl from Alabama, and I never know what he's going to talk about. But also, folks, if you're thinking about dropping one of those forms, to the IRS in the mail, hold off a little bit. Okay, let's see how it plays out, because all of this money, $140 million, was just spent just last Friday on missiles that flew into Syria on the order of Donald Trump. And Raytheon stock just went up 2.5% in one day over it, $5 billion, because they know that the United States government is going to ultimately replace those missiles. And so all of these warmongers that are investing into this Raytheon, Boeing stock, and DynCorp, and all these defense contractors, they're making fortunes off the blood of innocent people. Think about that. That is absolutely horrendous. And these chicken hawks, well, I was going to say chicken SH with a hit, you know what I'm talking about, hiding behind walls, wearing their diapers, scoping out little kids because they don't have the gonads to go one-on-one with anybody that has a gun that wants to fight back. And the only way that they'll go into Syria is if they've got a jet or sitting in a tank far enough away where they don't really engage the enemy. It's disgusting. It all makes sense, though, because it's all part and parcel why they want to have American soldiers fight their wars for them, because they don't have the guts to fight them themselves. They want the spoils. They want the land. They want it for their Greater Israel project. But remember their attitude, folks, in the protocols in Zion. One fingernail of theirs is worth 1,000 of ours. Something like that. Anyway, we're out of time. Be doing rebroadcast tomorrow. We'll be doing Erskine's show Friday or Saturday and Sunday night, recording it tomorrow with the Moriartys. Don't forget that. And I'll see you Thursday, okay? Bye for now.
I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.